Patricia Thomas welcomes me into her home, a bright blue shipping container at Sand Island's Hale Maliola Navigation Center.
This is for a couple. Two beds. They supply the furnishings. You're not sleeping on the ground.
Thomas shares the space with her boyfriend, one of 12 double containers available for couples. Alongside the beds, which are pushed together to save space, there's an area to hang clothes and a bedside table, where Thomas keeps her makeup and toiletries.
You're secured. You have a gate behind you.
Can you lock this? Is this a secure?
Yes, it's a secure combination lock. We also have security on premises.
Thomas says she's been homeless before, sometimes sleeping in parks under trees. Most recently, she and her partner lost their apartment to a fire on Christmas Day.
They provide a good start.
The place doesn't feel like a shelter. Eventually, it will have room for 87 people at a time, and the hope is to get them into more permanent housing in at least 60 days.
It's a place of respite.
Kimo Carvalho is the director of community relations at the Institute for Human Services, contracted by the city to manage the facility.
The clients that come here to Hale Maliola, they are what we considered housing ready. They are coming here to become stable, access benefits. They want to get employment, just be safe until their unit opens up, and then they can actually go straight into housing.
One of the big differences at the Sand Island site, fewer rules.
There's no curfew. Registered visitors are allowed on site. Couples can live together. Anyone can have pets.
That's huge for people like Clay Gohie, a former Waikiki Beach boy who's been homeless for the past 10 years.
It's been a slice of heaven being here. I mean, it's like being reborn when you're coming from nothing, not having anything like that, and you have something like this, a roof over your head. For a person like myself, I love it.
The program has already gotten 4 people into housing. Scott Morishige, the governor's coordinator on homelessness, hopes to see that number increase as more people move in later this month.
I think it's part of a larger overall strategy to reduce barriers to entering homeless shelters throughout the state. And again, trying to really focus on putting people into permanent housing as quickly as possible.
A challenge that remains, finding enough permanent housing that's also affordable. Molly Solomon for HPR News.